up, what up, what up, ladies and gents, boys and girls, you are now tuned in to a brand new episode of Sportsway with Dre Day Podcast. I am your host with the most, the Hood's ESPN, Crystal Street's Golden Boy, Dre Day. What's up, what's up, what's up? This is episode 219. Episode 219 of Sportsway with Dre Day Podcast. I hope everyone is having a dope weekend so far, a blessed weekend. This episode here, listen, y'all been asking for it. A lot of people have been asking for it. Some of my main supporters that listen to the podcast, I'm very thankful for them. They was hitting me up asking me, yo, D, when you doing an NBA prediction one, man, when you doing an NBA season one, man. Well, the time is here because the NBA season starts this Tuesday, the 19th. The NBA season tips off, and with that, it is only right that I do an NBA prediction, an NBA season prediction episode. But this one's going to be a little different, though. Because usually in recent years, I've had, you know, special guests, you know, cook up with me. But listen, these last few days have been so busy that I wasn't even able to touch base with a fellow podcaster and try to get them on this one with me. So this one is going to be on a dolo. And what's on the agenda is very simple. I am going to give my season predictions as far as awards. I am going to give my top 8 teams from each conference, and I'm also going to give my conference final matchup and my NBA finals matchup. Now, obviously, we know with this NBA season, the talk is the vaccination. We're not even going to jack that on this episode. We're not even going to get into that because honestly, It's very nauseating and it's irking my nerves that it's constantly being talked about. And honestly, the only time you're only hearing about it is with Kyrie Irving. You know what I'm saying? And I just want to say this. I'm fully vaccinated. I intend on going to some Net games this season. I know why I took it. You know what I'm saying? Everybody has their reasons for why they're not taking it. I am not going to get on this platform and call Kyrie selfish. I'm not going to call him any of these negative things just because he doesn't want to take the vaccine. If he doesn't want to take it, he doesn't have to. I still support him. I wish him the best at what he does. If he does decide to do it later on down the line and join our Brooklyn Nets, so be it. But I'm not going to be on this platform down talking him, throwing dirt on his name, calling him selfish. We not doing none of that over here. Again, everybody has their reasons for why they're getting vaccinated and why they're not, okay? Obviously, you have those who believe, you know, they're conspiracy theorists, so that's why they're not taking it. You have some that's not taking it because of religious beliefs. Whatever your reason is for not doing it, I support. I'm not throwing dirt on no one's name or none of that. But it is what it is. If Kyrie does decide to do it later on down the line, obviously the Brooklyn Nets will be more than willing to welcome him back because it's high expectations for the Brooklyn Nets this season. High expectations. But we're one man short out of the big three. But it is what it is. Again, ain't casting no aspersions on Kyrie. Ain't no down talking him like Stephen A and some of these other people are doing. We not doing that on here. We wish him the best. And it is what it is. But yeah, there's certain states where the vaccine is mandated. In New York, it's mandated. You cannot play any home games in New York if you're not fully vaccinated. So that goes for the Nets and the Knicks. I believe the Lakers, I think the Lakers and Clippers have instituted that where they're at in Los Angeles, and I believe the Golden State Warriors. So it's not all of California, because if that's the case, then Sacramento will be instituting that, but it's not them. I think it's just the Lakers, Clippers, and Warriors, where in no states you have to be fully vaccinated to participate in home games for your respective team. But enough of the vaccine talk. We're not doing none of that here. This is about what's going to happen with this NBA season. And I for one, am very well excited for this season. This has the potential to be one of the best seasons that I can remember. God forbid, knock on wood, that no severe injuries take place. Because I think the only severe injury that I can think of off the top of my head right now is Kawhi Leonard. I think that's the only severe injury that I could think of at the moment. They're saying that he should be back, I think, a little after the All-Star break. So let's see how the Clippers can handle it without Kawhi Leonard. Do I think they could still make the playoffs? I'll let y'all know that, you know, in a few when I give, you know, my top 8 picks for the Eastern Conference and the Western Conference, and the Western Conference. Jason Kidd is the head coach again for the Dallas Mavericks. Rick Carlisle went back to his old stomping grounds in Indiana. The Celtics have a new coach with Brad Stevens, you know, going to the front office for the Boston Celtics. I'm eager to see what's going to happen with the Boston Celtics this season, because let's keep it tall. It's been some high expectation for them for many years. And for some reason or another, they have never been able to, you know, excel. Obviously, we knew they was going to lose last year in the playoffs to the Brooklyn Nets. But let's see what happens with them this upcoming season. Listen, the Bulls. If the Bulls, I don't know if people have been watching preseason basketball, but if the Bulls can put up those numbers that they did in the preseason, they averaged 118 points in the preseason. Now, again, it's just preseason. It doesn't count. But it still looks good nonetheless. It still can boost up their confidence, you know, going into the season. If Zach LaVine can stay healthy, if Lonzo can stay healthy, I mean, DeRozan, you know DeRozan's going to give you his minutes. Alex Caruso has been balling out in the preseason. Listen, it's some high hopes for the Chicago Bulls this year. It's some high hopes for the Chicago Bulls this year. I tell you that much, man. But I'm very excited to see what's going to happen with some of these teams. Listen, Milwaukee went 0-3 in the preseason. The Lakers went, where'd the Lakers go? The Lakers went, what, 0-6 or 0-7 in the preseason? That shit means nothing to me. Portland didn't win in the preseason. And these are all teams, those three teams I just mentioned, let's keep it tall. All three of those teams, we can expect to make the playoffs. Portland went 1-4 in the playoffs. We expect them to make the playoffs. So preseason, it does nothing for me, for some teams, but for the teams that are up and coming, I like to see them do well in the preseason, because who knows, maybe it might boost their confidence going into the regular season. Now, having said all of that, let's get into, should I do it? Should I do it? Should I do my awards first, or should I do my East and Western Conference top 8. I really don't know which direction I want to go with this. I might have to flip a coin for this. Hold on a second, my guys and females. I might have to flip a coin for this, because I really don't know what I'm going to do with this. So this is what we're going to do. We're going to flip a coin for it, right? We're going to flip a coin for it. Heads is awards, season awards. Tails, top 8 teams and conferences. All right? Let's flip this coin and let's see where it goes. Tails. Okay. Top 8 teams. We're going to do that. The top 8 teams in the respective conference. Now, no particular order. No particular order. It is hard to give in a particular order. Like, it's hard to sit here and actually rank all 8 teams because you don't know how the season is going to plan out. You know what I'm saying? It's always injuries. It's always those things. So you never really know which team is going to be 1 or be 8 and all that other shit. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm going to give you an example. It's high expectations for the Lakers, right? We all know that. I think we all can agree that we have the Lakers going to the finals this season. But let's keep it tall. With all those veterans on that team, are we even sure they're going to play every game? Like, you got LeBron, I believe, going into his 18th or 19th season. Is he going to play all his games? AD is injury prone. Do we expect him to play every game? Melo, is he going to play every game? Westbrook, is he going to play it? Well, Westbrook, he's definitely going to play every game. Dwight, is Dwight going to play every game? So you never know. And LeBron has said many times, he doesn't care if he's the 1 seed or the 8th seed. It doesn't matter. Because when come playoff time, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? So, like I said, it's hard to just sit here and say which team is going to be which seed. So I'm going to just say top 8 teams that I have winning. Well, not winning, but getting to the playoffs. And obviously, we have the play-in again. The play-in is back. I know a lot of people that didn't like that don't like the play-in. Me, honestly, I love it. You know, you have 7, 8, 9, and 10, you know, participating in the play-in. I love that concept, honestly. Like, I think you need to, you know, switch things up in the NBA to make shit interesting. You know what I'm saying? And, again, we're going to have 82 games this year. You know, it's back to 82 games. The season, again, is starting on time, so let's get to it. You know, the top 8 teams for each conference. So let's start with the East. Brooklyn. I mean, let's keep it tall here. I think we all can agree that the Brooklyn Nets will be in the top 3 of the Eastern Conference. Now, I don't know which number, but I can definitely see them being top 3. So they're going to be one of the teams to make the playoffs. The Milwaukee Bucks, the defending champs, obviously, they didn't gain nothing in the offseason, but they did lose PJ Tucker. So that's gonna hurt them just a little bit, but I don't think it's gonna hurt them to the point where they're not gonna make the playoffs. We not even jacking that. They're definitely gonna make the playoffs. So there you have the Milwaukee Bucks. Miami Heat. Miami is going to make the playoffs, okay? They made it last year, and I think they got swept by Milwaukee, if I'm not mistaken. I think they got swept by Milwaukee, which is crazy because they beat Milwaukee the year prior in 5 games. But I think this year, I think Miami has got an interesting squad. Obviously, you know they got Jimmy Buckets. They got Bam Adebayo. They just picked up Kyle Lowry from Toronto. I think that's a beautiful pickup for the Miami Heat. Like, when you talked about the offseason acquisitions in the offseason, I think that one was the one that got swept under the rug. Like, that one, for me, didn't get talked about as much. Because now what Miami has is they truly have a floor general at their disposal at the point guard position. So I actually enjoy that pick with Miami picking up Kyle Lowry. So, and again, PJ Tucker is over there now. So now that's another, I guess you could say, another shooter, you could say, for the Miami Heat, because obviously they got Duncan Robinson. Tyler Hero can hit some threes when he wants to. And now you got PJ Tucker, who loves those baseline threes. So it's going to be interesting with this Miami Heat team. And then again, Victor Oladipo is there. I forgot about Oladipo. I mean, hopefully he can stay healthy. But if he can stay healthy, then shit, man. Like, man. Lord have mercy. It's going to be interesting. It's going to be interesting. So we got the Nets, we got the Bucks, and we got the Heat. Listen, I still got the Sixers as one of the top teams in the Eastern Conference. Obviously, the headline for the Sixers this whole offseason is the strained relationship with the Sixers and Ben Simmons. Ben Simmons was hell-bent on not playing with the Sixers this season because of, obviously, the comments that Doc Rivers and Joel Embiid had said after Game 7 last year in the playoffs after they lost to the Hawks. But, again, I've said this to friends, and I've said this to fellow podcasters on their show. They wasn't wrong saying what they said. They wasn't. He was just being too sensitive, and he basically had, he's got a man up. It's that simple. Fix your game, fix your mental, and you'll be perfectly fine. But now it's being reported that he has reported to camp, which I'm not surprised, because you're not reporting to camp, you're going to lose some money. You're going to lose your bag. And I'm quite sure he ain't trying to do that. So he's going to report to camp, but let's see what happens. Is they going to continue to find a trading spot for him, or can he patch things up with Doc Rivers and Joel Embiid? Because I honestly don't know if you can patch this up. I honestly don't know if you can. I honestly do not know if you could patch this up, but only time will tell. But regardless, I still say Philly is a top four team in the East. Regardless, whether he's there or not, I could still, you know what I'm saying, see the Sixers being a top four team in the Eastern Conference. Listen, I think Atlanta can mix. I think Atlanta is going to make the playoffs again. I truly think that the Atlanta Hawks is going to make the postseason again. I don't think this was a flash in the pan. I do not think that this was 15 minutes of fame, you can say. I think the Atlanta Hawks can make the playoffs again. I believe the Knicks are going to make the playoffs again. This is not me being biased, saying that because I'm from New York. No, I just think that with the teams in the East, remember, 8 teams go. You can't tell me. I can't think of, outside of the heavy teams, like Sixers, Heat, Bucks, Nets, you can't tell me any other team in the East, aside those teams that I just mentioned, that are better than the Knicks. You just can't. You just can't tell me that. So I'm interested to see what's going to happen with the Knicks this season. Congrats to Derrick Rose on, you know, getting engaged. Nice proposal setup that he did, by the way. The Boston Celtics, listen, I still think the Celtics is still a couple of pieces away from making some serious noise in the NBA. But as long as they're in the East, and as long as Jason Tatum is there, as long as Jaylen Brown is there, as long as Marcus Smart is there, I can definitely see the Boston Celtics being a formidable matchup in the Eastern Conference. Al Horford is back there. I remember when he was there a few years ago, he did good. Now, I get it. He's way past his prime. I get it. But he can still get you his little 10-10. He can still play defense. He can still hit them perimeter shots. And listen, Dennis Schroeder is there now. I'm sure he's going to have a grudge this season, but he should have the grudge with himself for passing up on that big offer from the Lakers, because he was trying to, you know, bet on himself when he should have took the money that the Lakers offered him. But that's neither here nor there. That's 7 teams. And last but not least, again, I'm doing the top 8, and I'm also doing the two teams that I added as the play-in teams. But this last team that I got as a top eight team, y'all gonna be shocked. And I was just talking about them earlier. I truly believe that if this team can stay healthy, I truly believe that the Chicago Bulls will be a top eight team in the Eastern Conference. If they can stay healthy, I believe they could be a top eight team in the Eastern Conference. With that being said, obviously, my two play-ins. The Wizards, I believe, will be one of the play-in teams. Yes, I do believe that the Washington Wizards will be one of the play-ins. Absolutely. I think Bradley Beal is going to ball out like crazy this year. And remember, Westbrook's not there. But he does have some new pieces. Kyle Kuzma is there now. So maybe this might be a breakout year for him. Who knows? He could, you know, he can somehow probably throw himself in the most improved player conversation, because obviously the project with him being with the Lakers was an absolute disappointment. I'm quite sure the Lakers are regretting trading Brandon Ingram. I'm sure they would have mind trading Kuzma as opposed to Bradley Beal, but that's neither here nor there. But I think the Wizards can do something. They got KCP. Montrez went there. Listen, all them niggas that was on the Lakers last year that got traded to the Wizards, a part of that deal with Westbrook, all of them is holding a grudge. All of them. Let's keep it tall. Montrez, I know for a fact, is holding a grudge because he ain't played that much in the playoffs. He left the Clippers to go to L.A., didn't play in the playoffs. Oh, yeah, he's definitely holding a grudge. Definitely. Definitely holding a grudge. And my last team that I think could be a play-in team, I'm going to go with a team that was in the play-in last year. I think the Hornets could be, I think the Hornets again can be a play-in team. I think so. So those are my top eight teams and my two play-in teams in the Eastern Conference. I have the Nets, Bucks, Heat, Sixers, Hawks, Knicks, Celtics, Bulls as the top eight teams. And then I have the Hornets and the Wizards as my playing team for the Eastern Conference. Now, let's get to the Western Conference. Okay, let's get to the Western Conference. Again, it doesn't matter what seed they are, the Lakers will be a top eight team. I'm just mentioning names. Just because I mentioned them first doesn't mean I got them going number one. I'm just mentioning the teams that I think is going to make the playoffs. And obviously, you know, the usual suspect for the West is the Lakers. So let's get that out the way. With all these veterans that you got on that team, can you imagine what would happen if the Lakers didn't make the playoffs? Wow. The floodgates were open. If the Lakers didn't make the playoffs with this team, with LeBron, AD, Melo, Westbrook, Rondo, Dwight Howard, what's that, 6-7 names I mentioned? You can make a case that they're all future Hall of Famers when their career is over. They don't make the playoffs, that'd be a catastrophe. But let's keep it tall. They're going to make the playoffs. It's just a matter of what seed they are. Phoenix Suns, defending Western Conference champs. Yes, I believe that they will make the playoffs as well. They didn't gain nothing this offseason, and they didn't lose nothing this offseason. I mean, if you want to talk about gain, they gained Chris Paul. He came back because he was, I mean, he could have, you know, been a free agent or whatnot, but he chose to stick around. So I can definitely see the Phoenix Suns making the playoffs once again this upcoming season. The Dallas Mavericks, it's a lot of talk about Luka possibly being an MVP this season. Possibly being a free agent. I mean, MVP. Why I say free agent? MVP. And with Jason Kidd as the new head coach, how is that relationship gonna mesh? Because listen, Jason Kidd was a triple double machine in his time, and Luka is definitely a triple double machine in his time. He's definitely one of the bright stars of the league going down in the future. Definitely one of the shining stars. Nuggets. I believe the Nuggets will be a top team in the Western Conference. I believe Jokic is going to play amazing this season. I don't think he will have the same fate as Giannis as far as going back-to-back in MVPs. I don't think he wins it this year. Obviously, I'm going to give my picks for MVP later on, but I just think Luka is going to have himself, I think he's going to have himself a good year. I don't see him winning MVP this year. But of course, you know, he will definitely be an all-star. Like, let's keep it tall with that. I think Michael Porter Jr. is going to have an amazing year. I think Aaron Gordon is going to have a good season this year. The key for me is Jamal Murray. He's still in rehab from the torn ACL last year. So there's still no timetable for his return. But even without that, I still think the Nuggets is formidable enough to do some damage in the Western Conference going towards the playoffs, okay? Utah, the same thing. I think, and I said this on my man Chris Beniquez's podcast not too long ago, or I might have said it on somebody else's. The Utah Jazz and the Denver Nuggets, both of those teams, to me, they're regular season teams. And what I mean by that is they're going to do their thing in the regular season. They're going to make the playoffs. But as soon as they find that formidable matchup in the playoffs, they are going to be either one and done or two and done. Don't expect them to be in the conference finals. And it's the same thing this year. They will make the playoffs. They will be top eight teams, but they will not make the playoffs. Nuggets and Jazz. The same could be said for the Portland Trailblazers, because I also have them being a top eight team. Dame is Dame. CJ is CJ. As long as those guys is there, Portland will make noise in the Western Conference, and they will make the playoffs. I don't care about them going 0-4 in the preseason. That shit means nothing to me. They will make the playoffs. Better believe it. Golden State Warriors. Listen. I would throw Steph in the MVP conversation only if he can get the Warriors to be a top five team in the West. If he can get the Warriors to be a top five team in the West, best believe he's going to be in the MVP conversation. The Warriors was perfect in preseason. But if Steph Curry can get this team to be a top five team in the West, I can definitely see Steph Curry being in the conversation. Iggy is back in Golden State. But here's the thing. When does Klay make his return? Because right now, he's expected to be cleared to return to full contact within a month. So, it's still no timetable on his return. Does he return before the All-Star break? Or does he return after the All-Star break? Because I tell you what, when he does get back on that court, it's going to be scary. Because he missed two full seasons. He missed the full season from a torn ACL, and then he missed all of last season from a torn Achilles. Klay Thompson is going to be looking for blood this season. If looks can kill, whoever it is that's going to be defending him, dead, man, I tell you, dead. The boy dead. But let's see. That's seven teams. The last team, I have the Clippers. Like I said earlier, Kawhi, they're talking about Kawhi might be back probably after the All-Star break. Even without him, I still think the Clippers can do some damage. Do I trust Paul George to be this leader of leaders? No. But Reggie Jackson is still there. They read him up. And if he can play like he played in the playoffs, that can do some wonders for the Clippers. You still got Serge Ibaka. Hopefully his ass can stay healthy. You know what I'm saying? Terrence Mann, listen, he had a breakout season last year in the playoffs. Can he repeat that? And I got respect for Tyronn Lue, so I'm sure he's going to have these guys ready. But they're saying Kawhi is ahead of schedule from his recovery from ACL. They said he's ahead of schedule, which is a good thing. So who knows when he can return? He might return sooner than people think. But we're going to see. But let's get to these play-in teams. Let's get to these play-in teams. I have the Grizzlies as a play-in team. Ja Morant, one of the bright future stars in this league. I can't say it enough. Can't say it enough. And then, last but not least, I'm torn between the Spurs and the Timberwolves. However, y'all know how much I love Coach Pop. Y'all know how much I love Greg Popovich. So I am going with the Spurs. I'm going with the Spurs. So those are my top eight teams in the West. The Lakers, Suns, Mavs, Nuggets, Jazz, Trailblazers, Warriors, Clippers. Those are my top eight teams. And my two play-ins is the Grizzlies and the Spurs. The Pelicans, listen, Zion is going to be out for a while. There's no timetable for his return. And it's also reported that he's not happy with the front office in New Orleans. So I could definitely see him not rushing back. So yeah, I have those teams as my top teams and play-ins for the Eastern Conference and the Western Conference. So your boy is going to take a quick break. And when I come back, I am going to give my season awards. And then after that, I am going to do my conference finals and NBA finals predictions. So this is your man Dre Day, Sports Way with Dre Day podcast. Episode 219. When your boy comes back, we're going to get to that. Holla. What up? This is your man Dre Day from Sports Way with Dre Day podcast. And I have a public service announcement for all you listeners out there. Have you ever thought about starting your own podcast? When I was trying to get this podcast off the ground in 2018, I had so many questions. How do I record an episode? Where do I find background music? How do I get my show on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and all the other places people like to listen? Also, where do I find advertisers? The answer to every one of these questions is really simple. Anchor. Anchor is a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, distributing, and monetizing your podcast. And best of all, it's 100% free and 100% easy to use. So if you've always wanted to start a podcast, go to anchor.fm/start to join me in the diverse community of podcasters already using Anchor. Again, that's anchor.fm/start to join. Oh, one thing, you can record your episode from your phone or computer. So again, go to anchor.fm/start to join. And I can't wait to hear your podcast. What up? Your boy is back. Sportsway with Dre Day podcast, episode 299. This is my NBA 2021-2022 NBA season prediction episode. The first segment, I gave y'all my top eight teams of the Eastern Conference and Western Conference, and I also gave my two teams that I believe can make the play-in. Now let's get to the awards. But the way I'm going to do it is I'm going to give my leading candidate for these awards, and then I'm also going to give my runner-up. So let's get to it, shall we? MVP. Last year, Nikola Jokic won MVP. I mean, honestly, I had Joel Embiid as my pick, but I understand why he didn't win it because, you know, he didn't play that many games. You know, if you don't play that many games, you're not going to get it. No matter what your numbers is. If you do not play a certain amount of games, you will not win MVP. This season. When I did my prediction episode last year with my favorite white boy, AK. Miss you, my guy. I need to get you back on here, man. Like, we got to get back to cooking again, man. Dr. Dre, Eminem collabo, you could say. But when I did my prediction episode with him, my actual candidate for MVP was Kevin Durant. He's my candidate for MVP this season. Kevin Durant. Okay? I do believe that KD will play a lot of games this year, especially with Kyrie not being there. So I believe that he will be MVP this season. I believe he's going to go ballistics this year. After how they lost last year in the semifinals, if he just didn't have big feet and his foot was on that line. Listen, Brooklyn might have won the championship or they might have went to the NBA Finals. But no need to cry over spilled milk. But I think KD is coming for blood this year. So Kevin Durant is my leading candidate for MVP. My runner-up is Luka. I think if Luka can get the doubt, I think if Steph and Luka can get their respective teams to be a top five team in the West, I see no problem with getting them in the MVP conversation at all. At all. Now, if LeBron has him an amazing year, just give him the MVP now because you know they're going to give it to him. But those are my MVPs right there. Kevin Durant is my leading candidate, and Luka is my runner-up. Most improved player. I had this individual as my most improved player last year, but I don't know. I don't know if Stan Van Gundy just didn't believe in him that much. But I think with him leaving New Orleans and now playing in Chicago, and the way he's been playing in these preseasons has been amazing. I think one game, I think he was 5-for-6 for Detroit. Now, again, I know it's preseason, but that has to boost your confidence in some way, okay? I'm going to run it back. I'm going to spin the block, you can say, on my most improved player. I'm going with Lonzo Ball. I'm going with Lonzo Ball as my most improved player. Okay. He will be my most improved player. My runner-up is Michael Porter Jr. Now, not for nothing, I can see this flip. I can see Michael Porter winning and Lonzo being a runner-up, but Lonzo Ball has impressed me the last season and a half. Okay? So I got Lonzo as my most improved player, and then I have Michael Porter Jr. as my runner-up. Defensive player of the year, I believe Rudy Gobert has won it. I think he's won it 2 years in a row, if I'm not mistaken. I think he's won it 2 years in a row. I can definitely see him winning it 3 times in a row. I can definitely see him winning it 3 times in a row. So he's my leading candidate for Defensive Player of the Year. My runner-up is Bam Adebayo. He's my runner-up for Defensive Player of the Year. Sixth man. Whew. I believe this acquisition from Brooklyn is a sleeper. Nobody's really talking about it, but hey, listen. I remember all the work he did in San Antonio. He contributed to the Spurs 2014 World Championship. And I can see him definitely contributing to the Brooklyn Nets coming off that bench. I'm going with Patty Mills as my sixth man of the year. Ha ha. My runner up, Tyler Hero. I can definitely see him as a runner up. Rookie of the year, I'm going with the Jalen boys. Jalen Green will be my rookie of the year from the Rockets. And Jalen Suggs from the Orlando Magic will be the runner-up. So, Rookie of the Year will be the Battle of the Jalens, if you can say. Coach of the Year. The Lakers was 7th last year. If the Lakers could be a top 4 team in the West, best believe they are going to give it to Frank Vogel. Because for the most part, you know how this shit works. This shit is politics, man. It's politics, right? So, I just think that's what's going to happen. I think if the Lakers become a top 4 team in the West all season, they're going to give Coach of the Year to Frank Vogel. My runner-up is Eric Spoelstra. I'm trying to remember what they was last year. I know they was. Who they played? They played Milwaukee. I think they played Milwaukee. So they was a 7th seed. They was a 7th seed last year. Oh, look. Both teams were 7th seeds. A lot of people have Miami as a top 3 team in the East. If that is the case, Eric Spoelstra will damn sure win Coach of the Year. Definitely. He will definitely win Coach of the Year if the Miami Heat are a top 3 team in the Eastern Conference. Executive of the Year. Listen, Executive of the Year is basically the same thing as Coach of the Year. Rob Pelinka, I have as Executive of the Year, and my runner-up is the great Pat Riley. It's the same thing as the Lakers. It's the same thing as Coach of the Year. Lakers Heat. The person for the Lakers is the leading candidate, and the representative of the Heat will be the runner-up. So basically, Coach of the Year and Executive of the Year coincide together, you can say. There you have it. Now, let's get to my Conference Finals matchup and my Eastern Conference Finals matchup. Basically, the Final Four. In the Eastern Conference, my conference finals matchup will be the Brooklyn Nets and the Milwaukee Bucks. That is my Eastern Conference finals matchup, and I think it's only fitting that it's that. They met last year in the Eastern Conference semifinals, and for the most part, a lot of people looked at that as the conference finals matchup, because the other matchup was Philly and the Hawks. Nobody really expected Atlanta to make that noise like that. Even I didn't, because I had them losing to the Knicks in the first round. So they impressed me. But As far as the Eastern Conference goes, Brooklyn and Milwaukee was the teams that everybody was saying, yo, that's going to be the conference finals matchup. But Brooklyn dropped the ball. They dropped the ball when they could have been a one seed and Milwaukee could have been a three seed and that would have been the conference final matchup. But they dropped the ball and wound up being a three seed and then wound up playing Milwaukee as the two seed. Well, this season is a lot different. I think this season it is going to be Brooklyn and Milwaukee in the conference finals. I truly believe that. And who do I have winning? I have Brooklyn winning. I have the Brooklyn Nets beating the Milwaukee Bucks in the conference finals. In the West, I have the Lakers. I know everybody wants to joke about, oh, the Lakers are the oldest team in the league, all this other shit. Listen, I don't know how many times y'all have to figure it out. As long as LeBron James is in the NBA, he is going to be in the conference finals or NBA finals. Hook or crook, okay? As long as he's in the NBA, they are going to be in the NBA Finals or Conference Finals. And if you don't think AD is going to hold a grudge this season, because remember, last year in the playoffs, he didn't play that much. Westbrook, this is basically his last chance to get a championship. You're now playing at home. You're the hometown boy. You grew up a Laker fan. This is probably his last chance to even be on a championship-type team. Melo, could be the same thing could be said for him. Right? And he divorced from Lala, so yeah, he's really... Yeah, Melo is going to try to make a statement this season. Rondo, too. Now, who do I have playing them in the conference finals? I respect Chris Paul so much. Can he repeat what he did last year for the Phoenix Suns? His leadership, can his leadership propel them to the conference finals for the second straight year? I say he does. I believe Devin Booker is going to do Devin Booker things. I am not like Stephen A. Smith that is flapping my gums and talking jive, turkey shit, saying that he's the next Kobe Bryant because there is no next Kobe Bryant. But I still think Devin Booker is going to have an amazing season. I will say he's going to have the Mamba mentality, but I'm not saying he's the next Kobe. So, my Western Conference Finals prediction is the Los Angeles Lakers and the Phoenix Suns. LA, Phoenix. I think the last time they met in the Conference Finals, I think it was 2010 when Kobe went to work on them. Yeah. R.I.P. Kobe, R.I.P. Black Mamba, Black Mamba forever. And now, my NBA Finals matchup. I think this is the matchup that we all want. I think this is the matchup we all wanted last year. Do we get it this year? I know we're going to get it on Christmas. I know we're going to get it on Christmas. But do we get it for the NBA Finals? I'm all for it. Brooklyn Nets, Los Angeles Lakers, NBA Finals matchup. So many storylines, but one storyline you can't have, obviously, because Kyrie at this particular time is not a part of the Brooklyn Nets because he's not vaccinated. So it would have been a dope storyline for him to go up against his former teammate LeBron James, right? But you still have LeBron versus KD. You still have KD versus AD. You have James Harden versus AD. You have James Harden against Westbrook. Like, it's so many storylines. So many. With this NBA Finals. That's why I think it's so intriguing. That's why I think it's so demanding that this Finals happen. Now the question is, who do I have winning? I gotta go with the home team. I gotta go with Brooklyn. I gotta go with Brooklyn, man. I think Kevin Durant, man. Like, I think KD. I forgot he even had an Achilles injury. Honestly, if he can show the same performance he did last year in the playoffs, if he can have that same energy that he did in the Olympics, shit, it's gonna be a dope season for the Brooklyn Nets and Kevin Durant. So yes, that is my Finals matchup. Call it an emotional pick. Call it the popular demand pick. Because, yeah, we all want that. We all want Brooklyn Lakers in the NBA Finals. When all these professional basketball analysts do their picks for the NBA Finals, do not be surprised if the majority of them do not be surprised if the majority of them don't pick Brooklyn and Lakers. Don't be surprised. Don't be surprised. So, yes, that's my pick for the NBA Finals. The Brooklyn Nets and the Los Angeles Lakers. And I have the Brooklyn Nets winning the NBA Championship. I have the Brooklyn Nets winning the NBA Finals. And I have Kevin Durant getting his third Finals MVP. This is not a knock on James Harden, because I've kind of been soft on James Harden lately. And I think it's because he's in a Brooklyn Nets uniform. Because y'all already know I'm not that much of a fan of his. But he earned my respect last year. And the reason being is because he played with a hamstring injury. He had no business being on that court last year in the playoffs, but he played. So he gets my utmost respect for that. But I think this season, he's going to come for blood too. I wouldn't be surprised if he's in the MVP conversation. I wouldn't be. But for me, I got Kevin Durant. I said it earlier, and I'm not changing my pick. But yes, I have the Brooklyn Nets winning the NBA Finals, and I have Kevin Durant as the NBA Finals MVP. So I hope y'all enjoyed this episode. Again, recent years, I had a special guest join me, but listen, like, your boy been busy these last few days. Last few days I've been busy, very busy. And honestly, like, this right here, this is a freestyle episode. This is a freestyle episode. I have nothing written down on this episode. All of this is off the dome. So I'm on my whole shit right here. You know what I'm saying? But I hope y'all enjoy it. NBA season, here we come. This episode, I'm recording it right now on Sunday. So obviously when it drops, it'll drop the day of the NBA season, which is Tuesday. So again, the NBA season starts Tuesday, October 19th. And the two games to open the season will be the Brooklyn Nets going to Milwaukee. The Milwaukee Bucks will raise their banners and they will receive their rings. And the nightcap game will be, I believe it's the Golden State Warriors and the Los Angeles Lakers. Let me look that up real quick. I'm about 98% sure. Oh, yep, that's what it is. Yep, Warriors-Lakers. Warriors-Lakers is the nightcap game. So it's going to be a dope opening night, you can say. And I can't wait. But before I go, y'all already know what I do before I leave. You know I like to do my shout-out. And I think this shout-out is very well-deserving. Very well-deserving. Shout-out to WNBA great, former Temple Women's Owls basketball coach, current Team USA women's basketball team coach, current South Carolina women's basketball team head coach, Dawn Staley, Philly's finest, North Philly's finest in the building. Shout out to her on her 7-year, $22.4 million contract extension to stay at South Carolina as their head coach. Get that bag, Dawn. Get that bag, Queen Dawn. If anyone deserves it, without a shadow of a doubt, it is you. So that is my shout out for this episode. Again, it's a wrap for this episode. Thank y'all for y'all support. Keep it going. Keep it flowing. Y'all can check the podcast out on all podcasting platforms except Tidal. You can find me on all my social media pages. Facebook, Dre Day. Instagram, Dre Day 1985. Sportswear with Dre Day podcast. The link is in the bios. And on Twitter, Dre Day 1985. The link is in the bio for that as well. If you ever want to listen to an episode, tell a friend to tell a friend. Hit that like button, share, subscribe, support your boy, you know what I'm saying? Again, thank y'all for y'all support. In closing, y'all know how this goes. This has been another episode of Sportswear with Dre Day Podcast. Thank y'all for y'all support once again. Episode 219 is over. It's in the books. Catch y'all on the flip side. God bless. Peace and love. Your boy is out of here. Peace.